Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by a man that's bigger than myself and Joe Dex. Okay, of course, we have the Donegal Derry Vipers and the American football team. And lads, I suppose it's one thing we get hurlers in here, we get footballers in here, and we do get time to time rugby players stepping about, but never get any American footballers with a Donegal accent stepping about. But I know you've been here before, boys. It's good to get you back up. And suppose Mike McNulty, I should say, the quarterback, has joined me. And also we have Brian Curry in defence. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, yeah.
Suppose your accent's not specifically, you're closer to the border.
I'm Tyrone man. Proud Tyrone man.
And you're playing for Donegal Derry Vipers. How does that feel?
I'm actually residing in Convoy at the minute, so it's sort of swinging under my locations is good.
So, lads, suppose people, when you say it's your sixth season, they kind of raise their eyebrows and go, gosh, is it going that long? Because I remember when it first started, and it brought so much colour to the Northwest. Mike, I'm going to bring you in here. They got you in as quarterback this year. Looking forward to it?
Aye, really looking forward to it now. Really exciting time now to be stepping up as the starting quarterback for the team. I mean, with the boys this year, the training's been going excellent. Like, the boys have been putting in the hours and they've been coming in every single week. Even the last couple of weeks with the storms and everything, it's been great. They've all been showing up and there's dedication there and the boys want to win. So.
And that's supposed to be something this year, Brian, you're looking to do. So you've been around the team for a couple of seasons, I do believe. So getting victories and getting a performance, suppose you're taking it a wee bit more serious this year when there's a lot more training going on?
A lot of boys have stepped up. They know the last season didn't go quite so good, so they all want to step up, and they've shown that recently in training.
Is it something that you would feel that it's starting to, okay, let's start taking this serious now. Let's decide to ourselves we're going to make an impact here. And Mike, suppose you coming in as quarterback and getting the experience of training as well, how have you found the actual level of training?
The level of training has actually been great. The boys have put in the work, and you know, there's obviously a little bit of learning plays.
Yeah.
And I'll be calling the plays, and they know what they're doing, and you can see that improvements have been happening each week throughout training sessions. So hats off to the boys, they've been doing really well.
And the improvement there, I suppose, Brian, it's year on year, I suppose. And the players, obviously some of them probably played in the past, but majority of them, would be fair to say, haven't played.
Every year there's a squad of rookies comes in, and it's rookies, is new players that have never ever watched maybe American football, just decided to join the team, see how it goes, because they see the buzz. There's a big buzz about it.
There is, definitely. And suppose tell us about that buzz. Tell us about game day. What is the
Game day buzz is just, you can't explain it.
Yeah.
I don't sleep the night before.
Yeah.
You just can't wait. Like, it's such a good buzz, even for training. Like, it's good now whenever you're getting full contact. But game day, I just get my championship breakfast on me, and so two steaks and a lump of chicken.
It's about three meals. But anyway, and Mike, suppose that's something to look forward to. But as training goes, and obviously some nights not everybody can make training, and that's throughout all sports, so you're planning to try and get more numbers?
Aye, we definitely would like to get more numbers. Definitely either anywhere in the Letterkenny area, the Derry area, anybody that can travel. Like myself, I live in Greedore, and I travel all the way up to Graysteel. It takes me an hour and 45 minutes or so. So it's not like there's no lifts going, maybe even from Letterkenny or Derry. There's plenty of us there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone, any shape, any size, are all welcome to come and play.
And have a go at it. And suppose, and see what it's all about. And
exactly.
Talk to me, when you tell people you're playing American football down in Gidor, what do they say to you?
Well, you know, Gidor is a very big GAA area. So, I mean, they do say, American football, where do you play that? And I have to say it's out in Derry. And they're like, geez, you travel a far distance for that. So they don't... I would like to see more people from Gidor kind of getting out there and trying new sports. If they don't want to play their sport anymore, or if they're not in sport, or they were coming off an injury or something, just come in and try it and give it a go.
And suppose, Brian, it does go across, you know, all different, you know, if you've tried and played a sport and you might in the league, maybe, you know, the traditional ones like soccer and Gaelic and hurling and rugby, suppose, which get a lot of the limelight in the country, but come out and try it and give it a go, and suppose tell us about the game day, because I'm excited to hear more about this.
Well, just going on the excitement of trying to get more players, like it's like Marmite. You either come out and absolutely love it, okay, or you'll just hate the contact,
yeah,
and it's just, you'll know straight away it's not for you, like. So don't be afraid of it, just come out, you'll be guided. The boys are excellent coaches there now, and they will show you what's needed. So don't be afraid to step up, boys, we'll get you lifted. But game day is, what are we like, but 2.5 hours before kickoff, and
aye,
get kitted up and
get it up, start talking to the boys, getting
wired up to each other, and making sure that we know what we're going out to do, and then you're going out and do your warm-ups, then you come back in again and just try to chill out then for the last 15-20 minutes before you step on the field.
We had a couple of friendly games there at in the pre-season there, and even the buzz just before the friendly games was great. The men were in the changing room hyping each other up. It was great fun just even before we even walked onto the field. It was great.
What have you done different this year, I suppose, compared to last year? Because I know last year the season wasn't the best season. It's like any other team, any other sport. You have some good seasons, some bad seasons. How have you addressed that this year, do you think, Mike?
Well, the coaches, to be fair, we had a new head coach step up this year, Gareth Gordon. He's really stepped up and turned the team around and put discipline into the team and took it seriously. Like, all the boys in the team are taking it very seriously this year. So that's a big plus in it as well. And the committee have done a lot of work as well. So we have Paddy Maguire and we have Paul O'Donnell. The two of them have been doing great stuff as well behind the scenes as well. You know, getting training camps sorted and getting pitches sorted and training places, you know, games against other teams and stuff, friendlies. So, I mean, everything's been going well this year. So,
And from your own point of view there, Mike, as well, I suppose, or Brian, when you decide to yourself, look, you're looking at different sports, what made you particularly say, oh yeah, I'm going to give this a rattle, I'm going to try it out?
I've always loved watching American football, and I actually played with the Tyrone Titans 7 years ago, and my mate put up a profile picture of him taking the ball in the air, and I texted him, I said, what's that all about? he goes, I play for a team, and he was actually playing with a different team, it was the Craig Evan Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I says, I'll go. And that led to the start of the Tyrone Titans at that stage. Like, so that was, they were based in Strabane, so it suited me. I was living in Strabane at the time. Like. And then I hurt my back through something else, and then this is my first year back with the Vipers. Like. And I'm actually 39, and that's 5 years out of the game, and the buzz was always eating at me, eating, and I says, I'm going back this year. Like.
And how many games this year are you going to have, Mike?
We're going to have 8 games. We're going to hope for 10. That's the full season, the playoffs and everything, but we're going to hope to get to the playoffs anyway. It's very positive in the team. You know, boys have positivity built around the whole team. So, I mean, the way training's been going, the team is looking pretty good for the season. I'm not saying that we're going to win it all, but hopes are high.
Well, the pressure's on now, so we will be we'll be hoping. It was 8 games when you first came in. It's now, no, we'll scrap that. We want 10 matches.
Everybody wants a 10.
Everybody wants a 10.
And I know where do you play your games, and how can people find out more about your games?
Well, we play our home games in Limavady Rugby Club. So we'll be playing home games there, and then there's other teams. We have a Dublin team in our division. We have Wexford Eagles, we have the Crusaders, the Kildare Crusaders. There's a good bit of travelling now involved in it. The Wexford one will probably be the longest.
And how many home games are you going to get?
I think we have 4 home games. We do have 4 home games this year. So 4 home and 4 away.
So a good bit of travelling.
Aye.
A lot of travelling.
Air miles.
Air miles as well. And I know you were an Aaron Moore.
Aye, we were actually in Aranmore there over the summer for the festival. We actually want to say a few words. We want to give our best wishes to Conal Kavanagh in St. James's Hospital. He's a good friend of ours on Aranmore Island, who was a massive part in bringing the sport to the island. Everyone at the Vipers is thinking on you.
As well, and get well soon is the message, of course. And there's another man who's in the studio as well, Cathal Curran, who likes to stay in behind the camera, doesn't like any of
doesn't like the attention.
Doesn't like any of the attention, so we'll say hello to him as well. Look, lads, thanks very much for coming into us here on Highland Radio with Sunday Sporting as ever.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'd love to hear how you are getting on. By all means, keep us informed. And also, if you want to put some of your information up on the website, you can do that as well, and we'll do that for you also. So to get in contact, anybody that wants to get in contact and maybe get playing with you?
We have a Facebook page. We have Instagram. You know, you just text the Facebook page or anything at all. So it doesn't matter if you're in college, or doesn't matter if you're 50 years old. We have a man on the team that's 50 years old. It doesn't matter. If you want to try something new, come on ahead.
Well, look, lads, thanks very much for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, and best of luck for the season. We're looking for 10 games now. We don't want to hear about 8.
Yep,
it's going to be 10.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, as that, of course, is Mike Nulty and Brian Curran in from the Donegal Derry Vipers American football team. And of course, in fortnight's time, your first game, is it?
Fortnight in Limavady. Come along, watch it, see how you speak.
Definitely do that. Thanks for joining us, lads.
Cheers.